A senior U.S. official tells NPR the U.S. is working to get several hundred U.S. citizens out of Gaza, which is currently sealed off. Israel is keeping basic supplies out of the area, including food, fuel, and water. This comes as Israel has intensified its airstrikes on the area, where so far, in 6 days of declared war, more than 1,350 Palestinians have been killed. Our co-host Leila Fadel is following developments from Jerusalem, and she is with us now.
Hi, Michelle.
Okay, so Leila, overnight and this morning, you have been talking to people in Gaza. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, well, there's no electricity, spotty communication. It's really hard to get in touch with people. Our own NPR producer is running out of battery there. 2 million people in Gaza are under siege. There's no flow of fuel, food, and water, and there's no way to get in and out. This is a humanitarian crisis, Michelle.
So we estimate that, what, about 400 to 600 Americans are trapped in Gaza right now?
Yeah, that's right. And I actually spoke to one of those Americans, Wafa Abu Zayda, who's stuck there with her American husband and her one-year-old. She works in the nonprofit sector, lives in Massachusetts. They were on a two-week trip to Gaza to visit her family there, and it was supposed to be a short vacation. Then this war broke out, and it's turned into a nightmare. She's trapped in Gaza. Is there any way for you to get out? Have you been able to get in touch with the U.S. Embassy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We called them immediately after we heard there's a war, like the first couple of hours, like Saturday, we called them like immediately in the morning after we heard everything. They said, we don't have any updates, blah, blah, blah. And the second day we called, the third day we called. And then we decided, okay, the embassy in Jerusalem, they are not helping at all. Let's change the embassy. So we called the embassy in Cairo. They're not helping at all. They're not doing anything. We tell them, we're not out of milk, diapers. We're not safe. We're citizens. They're not doing anything. And in the meantime, they keep posting stuff about like the U.S. citizen in Israel. Every 5 minutes, they keep reminding the people in the Israel to get out of Israel.
Are you in a place that is under bombardment?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Any place in Gaza, it's not safe. You know, yesterday, it was like a horrible night. We couldn't sleep at all.
And where are you right now? Were you able to stay in your house? Are you in a shelter?
No shelters in Gaza. The shelters for the people in the UN, work in the UN. Like, I'm staying with my family house, with my dad and mom.
And what's the situation? You said you're running out of diapers and running out of food. You have no internet. Do you have power?
Power, when we have electricity, which is electricity, we got it from other sources for 1 to 2 hours. The first thing I do, I charge my phone because I don't want to lose connections with other people.
Oh, my gosh. How's your baby?
You know what's the hardest feeling? The hardest feeling ever is to hide your fear and show the opposite just to keep my son positive and full of energy because he doesn't understand anything. He thinks this is a fireworks. And every time I tell him while I'm crying, okay, mommy, clap, clap, this is a fireworks.
Oh.
It's nothing. But sometimes he will jump, like he will like be like scared and freaking out if I'm not next to him. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. What's his name?
His name is Yusuf.
You said you're running out of diapers?
Yes. We're not out of diapers. We can't go out. And even all the markets, they're running because they closed all the borders where they're going to get the diapers and the milk and the food.
So you're running out of milk, too, for him and formula.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there other, do you know of other Americans in Gaza right now?
Yeah. My sister-in-law and 3 kids. She got pumped yesterday, 2 days ago, while she's crossing to Rafah border.
And that was when the airstrikes
hit
the border crossing?
Yeah, when it was pumped, she was there. She was inside. She was inside. They tried to cross it by itself, but she couldn't. They closed it, and they turned them back.
You have millions of people listening to you. Say what you want the world to hear, what you want the U.S. government to hear.
Please, please save us. Please, I have a one and I had fear. I got him after 6 times of IVF. Please save us. Please. I have nothing to say. I have nothing. Please save us. We have been trying to call my ABC since Saturday. Nobody's helping. Nobody's getting back to us. Please save us.
That's Wafa Abu Zeda. She and her family are among the hundreds of Americans currently trapped in Gaza.